Editor's note: this story was previously posted on stratfordtoday.ca. Stratford has lost another icon, as Andrew Piper passed away on January 3 at the age of 56. Stratford City Councillor Larry McCabe knew Piper since they were both youth hockey players, and had the pleasure of sharing a friendship since then. "We played rotary hockey when we were 12 or 13, said McCabe. "He was a defenseman while I was the speedy outside left winger. From there I got to know Andrew in high school, and we were close friends. He was a remarkable human, and as I have told a few people, he taught me how to be something other than this sort of small town possible, and I think Andrew did that for a number of people." Piper was a husband, father, friend, and author of 14 books, including the 1999 thriller Lost Girls, which made him one of Canada's top thriller and horror writers. Penguin Random House Canada, who published Piper's work, released a statement on Instagram, saying, "Penguin Random House Canada mourns the passing of our friend, author, and cherished community member, Andrew Piper. A longtime presence in the Canadian literary scene, he published 11 novels, including his most recent, William, published under the pseudonym Mason Coyle. Andrew was a truly special and wonderfully generous person who had many friends across our company and industry, and he will be truly missed. We join his many friends and family in mourning this tragic loss." Piper was born and raised in Stratford, and was the youngest of five siblings. He married his wife Heidi after proposing beside the Yukon River with a lump of gold prospected from Last Chance Creek during a five-month-long trip the pair took. Together they created a family which includes children Maud and Ford. Even in death, his legacy will live on, as two novels under the sci-fi thriller pseudonym Mason Coyle are scheduled to be published posthumously. "As far as Canadian literature goes, I think in 15 years from now it will still hold up very well," said McCabe. "He worked hard and continued to hone his skills, and I am very excited to read the last two Mason Coyle novels." When asked about the legacy of Andrew Piper, McCabe said that it will be one that isn't just about his work, but of him as an overall person. "He made an impression on so many people, just his goodness and willingness to listen to people," said McCabe. "I hope he will be recognized well in the city of Stratford, as we are known for the arts, and to a certain extent that's what Andrew brought, and he was an incredible artist but also just a good human."